There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This week, we've got a special report on the future of the travel and tourism industry. Delighted to be joined in the studio now by the chief executive of a new hotel brand here in the UAE. J.S. Anand is the chief executive officer of Leva Hotels. Good to see you. Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
We've asked you to come in this morning because over the past 24 hours, you have decided to put the cat among the pigeons in the hotel industry. You say we need a new model for the relationship between the owners of the bricks and mortar and the big brands like the Marriotts of this world, who you used to work for, and others like it. Tell us what you're proposing and what problem you're trying to solve.
I think the opportunity for ownerships to deal directly with management companies, especially like a team at Leva Hotel Management. The typical model is that a hotel operator works with an owner on a management agreement. And when you have a management agreement, they tend to take care of all the aspects of marketing, reservations, total operations. Now, that tends to be not a very cost-effective model necessarily. Ownerships need a choice to go in for sort of a franchise agreement where they pay for royalty and marketing fees. And we as a third-party management company come with a gambit of professionals who are from Hilton, Marriott, IHG, who run the operations for the owner in a more cost-effective manner.
Well, let's talk about those costs. The figure that I've worked on and I've been told from the industry is that if you've got a full management contract with a big brand, it could be Marriott, Hyatt, Hilton, Jumeirah, whatever it is, typically in the industry, they're going to be taking about 20-ish, maybe a bit more percent of your top line. Now, these contracts are much more complicated than that, but that's kind of a ballpark figure for a full-blown management contract. How accurate, how close is that figure to the truth?
I don't think it's 20%. I mean, typically the fees range around 2.5 to 3% on overall revenue. That's the management fee. An incentive is around 7 to 9%. That's on the bottom line. But there are a lot of hidden fees that come out in terms of, say, marketing fees, which you contract for, reservation fee, training fee, licensing fee. So there are multiple fees, and any sort of product or any sort of, say, you take support from revenue management, you take support on a particular project, you're charged by the brand. So when the third party comes in, they come with that professional approach and the background of international brands where they actually are working for the ownership to make it more cost effective. And our fees are more flexible and we are getting the benefit of having an international brand for the owner with the brand name, the marketing support, and the reservation support.
Okay, so one of the things that you at Leva are trying to do is make it cheaper. They'll still have the operational excellence because the people working for your organization, like you, are ex-Marriott, ex-Louvre hotels, and so on. So they know how to run hotels. But what they're not getting is a recognizable brand. Because, I mean, you've been in this industry long enough to know that a startup brand like Leva doesn't have the marketing power of a Hilton, for example.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I started the brand about 2.5 years back. And, you know, it's not been easy for us to. We were trying to substitute a lifestyle, mid-scale, sort of an upscale brand called Econo and Leva by itself that we've opened our first hotel in Masaya Center. But I think the challenge here is that you do need the support from the international brands. We basically are looking at doing a cost-effective model purely.
Do those cost savings then get passed on to the consumer, to the person taking the hotel room? Or does it just mean increased profits, in your experience, for the property owner?
It's only increased profits for the property owner, purely because today's market, you're talking about 35 to 40,000 keys coming into the market. The supply is going to be enormous with 2020 coming in. I think what the ownerships are looking for is the bottom line now. And with these intense management contracts, you tend to shave off a lot from the bottom line. So what's important for us as a third-party management company, because we know the model, we work purely for the ownerships for additional and more support on profitability.
Okay, so let's try and get some ballpark figures here. You say they tend to shave quite a lot off the bottom line. What would be a typical percentage for a full-blown management contract with a big traditional brand? And what would be the percentage working with a company like yours? What's the difference in ballpark terms?
See, I think because we already have a setup which is we have multiple team members at the corporate office. We have a full team, so we could cluster payroll, we could cluster different sort of fields like housekeeping, in terms of getting a VP of operations and getting a cluster GM. Shave off, I would probably say, it could make a difference anywhere between to 10 to 20% in that range from a profitability standpoint, because there are a lot of hidden costs that come out on a management contract.
10 to 20% cheaper to work with an organization like yours?
Oh, absolutely, because we don't charge for a licensing fee. We don't charge for a training module. We have SOPs that are ready and ready to go. Now, in a franchise contract with a hotel chain, because the ownership needs to move from a management contract to a franchise model so that they use the name and we run the operations.
So you could still have a hotel run by you guys, but with a brand like Six Senses that we know, or Mandarin Oriental on the front, something like that, or Holiday Inn,
Absolutely. But
run by you. So they're paying a marketing fee to those brands, but you guys are running the hotel.
We're running the operations. That's a typical model that's happening right now in the States and Canada, because I lived most of my life in Canada for 14 years. And 460,000 keys in North America are under third-party management.
How happy, though, are particularly at the higher end, you threw in the Mandarin Oriental there, are those brands at relinquishing more control, though? Because at the end of the day, it's their name over the front of the door. When I stay at Mandarin Oriental, we'll continue going with that example. If I have a great experience or a terrible experience, I am in my head and on TripAdvisor or anywhere else blaming them, not the third-party management company, not the owner of the property. I never even see those people. I just think it was the Ritz-Carlton or it was the Mandarin Oriental and it wasn't up to scratch.
I think brands are not going to be lending a name or giving a franchise contract if you don't maintain the brand standards. You have to maintain the brand standards, because at the end of the day, the name is liable. They would know it's a Mandarin Oriental or a Ritz-Carlton or a Marriott. So we have to be cognizant of the fact that we need to maintain their standards, typically in every area, because they do tend to give you certain set of guidelines to work with. So you cannot say that, the guest does not know whether it's a third-party management or it's a lease contract in the restaurant. So yes, we are responsible to a large extent, and the brands do have a choice if they get multiple complaints, guest complaints, or we don't keep the standards.
20 seconds left. I've seen your new hotel at the Mud's Eye Centre. I spend far too much time in a hospital across the road from there. I'm going to be there later. And it's your brand on the building. I can see it, Leva, in big black and white letters. Is Leva a brand that you're looking to roll out?
Leva is the brand I'm looking to roll out, which is already opened now. We open on the 29th of November. It's a 4-star. We are right now scouting for more opportunities in the Middle East. So what we're doing is we're giving an opportunity to ownerships to either look at our brands or have a team that manages other brands with our third-party management model.
J.S. Anand is the Chief Executive Officer of Leva Hotels, based here in Dubai. Great talking to you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Take care.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.